For the Las Vegas Grand Prix takes place tomorrow at midnight, and the race officially gets underway Saturday night at 10 p.m. The Golden Knights will try to right the ship today in Montreal. The reigning Stanley Cup champions have lost three of their last four games and will take on the Canadiens in Game 2 of a five-game road trip. Rebel football will be playing for first place in the Mountain West Conference this weekend. UNLV is 8-2 on the year, 5-1 in conference play, and will take on Air Force in Colorado. There's not a lot of faith in the Las Vegas Raiders at the betting windows. The Silver and Black are 13.5-point underdogs to the Dolphins ahead of Sunday's game.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still clearing up a couple of accidents on the freeways right now. One of them on the Cheyenne on-ramp to get onto southbound 15 in North Las Vegas. Also through the resort corridor, a minor one there on I-15 southbound at Charleston. Working a wreck in the Northwest Beltway, 215 eastbound Aliante Parkway. And on the surface streets, west side injury accident, Tropicana eastbound just past Buffalo. Got the right lanes blocked there, Tropicana eastbound again after Buffalo. This cloud cover expected to burn off early today, leaving us with mostly sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures stopping right around 70 degrees. More rain in the forecast tomorrow, possibly Saturday too. 57 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. The big news, of course, Major League Baseball voting unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. They'll begin playing in a brand new stadium in 2028. And it's great news. Major League Baseball is coming to Southern Nevada, and nobody's going to be happier about that than I am. We had a chance earlier to visit with Vince Vargas. If you don't know who Vince Vargas is, he is the author of a new book called Borderline, Defending the Homefront. And I asked him, are we seeing any progress at all along our southern border?
Yeah, when you say progress, no, there's not been any change in recent policy to change anything, right? The system currently in place is not helping with the massive influx of illegal immigrants that are attempting to come into America. We understand there's a people seeking asylum and humanitarian mission that happens sometimes. But at the same time, you know, there's still people circumventing our system because policies currently make it easy to come into America.
I want to ask you about your career with the Border Patrol. When did you begin serving with the Border Patrol? How did you decide? There are a lot of different law enforcement opportunities out there. And I guess my question is, how did you decide on the Border Patrol, and why did you decide on the Border Patrol?
You know, I was doing my time overseas with you know, the 2nd Raider Battalion, and, you know, I really felt we were doing a positive mission out there and killing or capturing terrorist organizations that target America. And I felt like it'd be important to try and do that same idea here in America, soil, boots on soil here. And so the only mission that made sense to me was trying to be a Border Patrol agent and hopefully eventually get into the special operations unit so we can do the same thing. And I was fortunate enough to be able to get there.
What is morale like among Border Patrol agents? We have reports that it's not good. I met with Border Patrol agents, and they are dedicated. They are a dedicated group of people trying to do a job, but they feel frustrated. Can you talk a little bit about what the morale is like down along our southern border?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. These are dedicated individuals who are the most patriotic individuals protecting our nation, but it's very hard when the media sometimes portrays them as the bad guy, as you know, these violent individuals who are being harsh towards illegal immigrants. It's absolutely false. Their morale could be low because of that. Their morale is low at times because some of these policies make it very challenging to uphold these beliefs of us protecting our nation. There's holes in the system, not necessarily so much at the border, but what happens after apprehension is holes that potentially leave us at risk.
Tell me about Borderline, the new book just out this week. Talk a little bit about what the book is, what you were trying to do in producing a book like this.
Yeah, I think this topic has a lot of people emotionally invested in it, but I don't think everyone understands the full spectrum of the immigration policies and how immigration works in America, as well as what the career field consists of. It's a very complex job. It's a very complex system. And I wanted to give a voice to the Border Patrol agents who don't have one at this time. You know, my goal was to humanize the badge to the American people, to really explain and break down the day-to-day operations of a Border Patrol agent, and also talk about the layers that are misunderstood, things like customs, things like ICE, things like the immigration judge. And so we can be better informed and educated on exactly what is happening so we can have better decisions moving forward and when we vote and try and implement certain policies.
Can you talk a little bit about the frustrations of Border Patrol agents that so many of them are doing jobs they were not trained for, i.e. Looking after children and families and things like that? Can you talk a little bit about the frustration that the Border Patrol has as far as their mission?
Yeah, you know, the mission of the Border Patrol stays consistent, but sometimes the humanitarian side of the mission starts to get overwhelming, where we can't be on the border actually trying to guard our nation's borders. And so currently this massive influx of illegal immigration pulls some agents from the field and has them focusing on processing, which is just as important part of the mission. But when it overwhelms the system and we have more agents processing than out on the field, you know, there becomes issues there. And it's not what you originally signed up for. Processing has always been part of our job field, but at these massive numbers, it becomes overwhelming, and it's pulling our resources in a way where it's not allowing us to do our job daily.
Vince Vargas, he is a Border Patrol agent and the author of a new book, Borderline, Defending the Home Front. I was at our southern border in McAllen, Texas, 6 months ago, and I got to tell you, it is a complex issue and a complex problem. It's not going to be solved with bumper sticker slogans. It's going to take a lot of talking, a lot of, tough talk dealing with the cartels, dealing with the folks in Mexico, the government of Mexico. There are all kinds of things that we're going to need to be talking about over the course of the next couple of years to fix our broken immigration process. Not just the illegal, but the legal immigration process. It's something that we're going to have to be talking about a lot. That is just about, I can't believe we have run through 3 hours. Hard to believe it. It's something we do every day, 6 to 9 a.m. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news and Bill Riley news and comment are next. Here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the United States. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. When you're hurt in a wreck and need a check, call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It kind of set me back a little bit education-wise.
I think personally it just changed the way I looked at medicine.
As a people, we have to work together.
Health is a right for all.
We get through it together.
We can find common ground.
We are resilient.
Adaptable.
COVID taught us health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity and Air and Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Gaza Hospital, FBI warning, mom arrested and an animal on the loose in a plane. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Israel has started their operation inside of a hospital in Gaza, inside and underneath. Do not buy the propaganda that they're attacking the hospital. They're attacking Hamas, which hides in and underneath the hospital. Obviously, a major difference. IDF says soldiers are carrying out a precise and targeted operation against Hamas. The Palestinian health minister, which is just Hamas, called the raid a new crime against humanity. Hamas knows exactly what they're doing. And for the most part, the Western media is falling for it. The FBI director said yesterday that the number of illegal immigrants evading Border Patrol and escaping into the country is a source of, quote, great concern for the agency. 600,000 known gotaways in the last fiscal year. There's been 47,000 since the beginning of this year, fiscal year, October 1st. And this doesn't include unknown gotaways. Meanwhile, the House voted against impeaching the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. 8 Republicans voted against impeaching him. Fun fact, 5.5 million illegal immigrants have made it across the border since Biden took office. If all of those illegal immigrants made their own state, that state would be the 23rd largest state in the country. It'd be bigger than South Carolina and just smaller than Minnesota. Remember back in March, a 6-year-old shot his teacher in the classroom, like purposefully, intentionally? Prosecutors are asking for mom to go to jail for 21 months. The charge is using marijuana while owning a gun. Do you think the mom should face prison time? The gun was unlocked in a top drawer of her dresser. The 6-year-old climbed up and got it. This woman also shot at her son's father after seeing him with his girlfriend. We've been sharing from time to time a lot of bizarre plane stories. Here's one I didn't expect. A Boeing 747 from JFK to Belgium was forced to turn around after a horse got loose on the plane. Now, the horse was in the cargo hold. So that image you have of a horse walking through the aisles of the plane, that's not quite right. But the plane got to 31,000 feet when they noticed the horse was loose underneath. They had to turn around. The plane was too heavy to land. They needed to dump 20 tons of fuel into the ocean. The horse is fine. A vet met it upon landing. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 402-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
For the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Thursday, the problem with the very important Biden-Xi meeting yesterday in San Francisco is that the Chinese dictator is far more alert than the American leader. As former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told me, Xi is brilliant but totally without emotion. Dead eyes is how Pompeo described him. Mr. Biden is the ceremonial head of the United States, but complicated global strategy is beyond his mental capacity, in my opinion. Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will articulate the American positions with China, not the president. Xi knows Biden is weak. That's why he floated the spy balloons over the USA earlier this year. He wanted to gauge reaction. There was little from President Biden, who wants to avoid any confrontation, not only with the Chinese, but also with Iran. The cards the USA does hold are economic. China needs our marketplace to sell their cheaply made stuff. That's the chip we have. That's why Xi showed up in the first place and why Xi will negotiate on a few issues like fentanyl. Although whether he does anything or not about the fentanyl situation is doubtful. The communist Chinese leadership is brutal. And I don't believe Mr. Biden is up to the task. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's get to the mail. We got Len Evans, British Columbia, Canada. Glad you're watching up there, you guys. Any reason President Trump was not at the pro-Israel protest? It would have meant a great deal. I don't know. I agree. Donald Trump should have been there. That would have helped him. Jerry, concierge member, Jerry gets direct access to me. We hope everybody will check that program out now that Christmas is coming. It's a good gift for yourself or anybody else. Bill, I disagree with you. The president of the United States is befuddled, corrupt, and evil. So many people in America are suffering because of Joe Biden. That is evil. Okay. I don't think he's an evil man. I think he is an incompetent man. Myrna, we don't have to decide if Biden is evil. He signs the orders that accomplish evil. There is no denying that a great deal of damage is being done. God decides who is truly evil. Excellent letter. The deity decides. But we decide if actions are evil. Luann Hirsch, Walnut Creek, California. I'm excited about the 99-cent turkey you bought, Bill. And I got that at BJ's, by the way. Some people have been asking, BJ's, 99 cents a pound. I make a game of shopping. I'll let you know if I beat you on the turkey price. Do that. Okay, we got a good deal. Can't wait to eat it. Jill Hitchens, Metairie, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. I'm rereading Killing the Killers, paying closer attention to the Obama-Trump handling of ISIS. Just finished the chapters on Trump getting rid of al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. It makes me miss President Trump. Look, he did a good job at that, Trump. No doubt about it. That's history. In a moment, something you might not know.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 83 years ago today, Nazi soldiers sealed off the biggest ghetto in Poland, a community of 400,000 Jews were put into an area smaller than 2 square miles. Facing imminent death, the residents launched the greatest act of defiance during World War II. Here is the story of the Warsaw Uprising. On November 16, 1940, Hitler's army declared the creation of the Jewish residential quarter. All Jews were forced to relocate. Those who refused were executed. The area was sealed off by brick walls, barbed wire, and armed guards. Anyone caught leaving, shot on sight. 2 years later, the Nazis began implementing the so-called final solution. By the spring of 1943, 90% of Warsaw's Jewish population had been exterminated. In April, Heinrich Himmler dispatched the SS to completely liquidate the ghetto. Several hundred resistance fighters, armed with a small cache of weapons smuggled to them by Polish Catholics, managed to fend off the SS. In retaliation, Himmler's forces systematically destroyed the entire neighborhood, block by block. By May 16th, the Warsaw Ghetto was firmly under Nazi control. In a symbolic act, the Germans blew up Warsaw's Great Synagogue. An estimated 7,000 Jews perished during the uprising. 50,000 others were sent to extermination camps. The Germans lost several hundred men. It was the biggest act of defiance by Europe's Jews during the war. And here's something else you might not know. The Jewish community of Central Europe has never recovered from the Holocaust. Before 1930, 3 million Jews lived in Poland, about 10% of that country's population. Today, the number is 6,000. For more stories about Nazi atrocities and the hunt to bring those perpetrators to justice, please check out my book, Killing the SS. Back after this. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.